Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
From emails and feedback I've gotten from A Miracle Every Day readers, I've noticed that most people tend to experience frustration in one way or another. Many don't understand why God allows this or that situation. This is why I'd like to take you along the footsteps of the Apostle Paul in a journey to discover more about the Bible's answer to frustration. Paul accomplished many extraordinary things for God. He walked in faith, obedience, and trust in the Lord. Yet he too experienced frustration. God allowed a thorn in the flesh, a great source of suffering, to afflict him. You can see this in 2 Corinthians 12:7 through 10. The legitimate question is, why, Lord, why? And when this question remains with no answer in sight, it may be accompanied by an inability to understand and frustration. Yet today, I'll leave with you the following key from the Bible. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. And that is Isaiah 55:8. His thoughts are not ours. God doesn't think and thus doesn't act like we would. So if God proceeds in a way that you don't understand, is frustration inevitable? Are you doomed to live frustrated? What if part of the solution was hidden in simply accepting the frustration? Telling ourselves that God knows better than we do and is always acting in our best interest. It's easy to say, but much harder to actually live out. However, I believe nonetheless that living in Christ does not mean remaining a prisoner to frustration. It's possible for us to relinquish it into the hands of the Master so that we can go through every situation with His peace. Thus, even when nothing happens according to my plan, I can still turn to God, receive His peace, thank Him for everything I have, go forward in serenity. My friend, let's pray together. Lord, I turn to you with thankfulness today. Thank you for what you've already done in my life and what you're about to do in the upcoming days. May my heart be open and willing to receive your counsel and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.